Just wanted to ask you whether you thought that the development of the national curriculum, and in particular the history, was an important part of your political legacy.
It's a very difficult question to answer because I had 8 different jobs in government and they were all different. I've often been asked which one I like most. I just can't answer that because they were all different and they all had their great moments and some achievements. And the same applies in education. There are an awful lot of things, so I don't think I would single the History Working Group out as one of the most prominent, because there were many other things we were doing in addition to the rest of the national curriculum, like the development of grant-maintained schools, city technology colleges. I was hoping to move on to doing a lot more in teacher training and lifting the status of the profession, general teaching council and those sort of things. When Geoffrey Howe resigned as leader of the House, Prime Minister unexpectedly asked me to take over that. She had originally said that I'd be 2 years in the post up to the next election. I was going to deal with all of those. And all of those I think I would probably rate more highly because they had a much more general significance. The History Working Group, though, was quite a challenge in its own area. And I do believe at the end of the day we got it right. So it's something that I'm very happy and pleased to have been involved with, but I wouldn't say it was at the top of all my political memories of what I've done in politics. But it was a very worthwhile exercise and a very important one.
Thank you.